Naxos recording artist 22-year-old cellist Julian Schwartz made his orchestral debut at the age of 11, playing the Saint-Saëns Concerto, which we're sampling right now, with the Seattle Symphony, led by his father, Gerard Schwartz. Maestro Schwartz just also happens to be the music director of Greensboro's Eastern Music Festival. On Friday night, March 15th at 7:30, EMF alumnus Julian Schwartz will return to the Gate City for one spectacular recital performance at Christ United Methodist Church. It's part of Music for a Great Space and their annual Henry Ingram Memorial Concert. Julian will be joined in performance by 23-year-old pianist sensation David Aladeshvili, who last month performed a recital in Carnegie Hall. Julian spoke with me by phone from his home in New York.
I used to look at Heifetz's recital programs and Piatigorsky's recital programs, and what they did is have a nice opener and a big sonata, intermission, a bunch of short pieces. So I always like to do sort of a variation of that. So I have a few big sonatas that I just think are masterpieces, and I think that with the longest pieces, the audience has the most attention span in the beginning, as I notice that I do in recitals. So I give a nice classic opener and then play a big sonata, have the break, come back, play one piece by myself, and then a bunch of short pieces that really offer a lot of variety.
Well, I love the way the program starts, the lighthearted nature of that, different than the Beethoven we've come to know and love is that the dour, intense
right.
master.
Exactly.
Talk about the variations a little bit to begin the program.
Well, the variations, I think, are wonderful. I was actually introduced to them by the concertmaster of the Eastern Music Festival, Jeff Molter.
Oh.
He wanted a nice little opener for one of their chamber concerts a couple years ago, maybe 2-3 years ago. And he suggested this piece, and I hadn't played it. And for me, I had been under the false impression that those variations were mainly piano pieces with, you know, cello bass lines. And I looked at these variations, and they were just unbelievably subtle and Beethovenian as much as they had the theme of Mozart. You know, I've always been a fan of Schubert and Mozart's melodic capabilities and Beethoven's invention. And so I feel like in some ways with these variations, you get best of both worlds. You get the beautiful melody from the magic flute, the aria from the magic flute, and you get the amazing thoughtfulness that Beethoven brings to all the variations.
Following that, most listeners familiar with Chopin and the association with piano.
Right, so the Chopin Sonata, I think, is one of the cello and piano duo's greatest pieces. You're absolutely right that, I mean, Chopin's a piano composer. He wrote only a handful of pieces with other instruments. But the cello sonata has this amazingly virtuosic piano part, which is something that's a problem with cellos. But I picked this Chopin sonata also because of who I'm playing with. I'm playing with a very special pianist down in Greensboro, someone who I had the pleasure of working with last year in a chamber setting, and invited him to do all of my recitals because I thought he was that special. I mean, he has such a range of color and dynamic, and the rubato is so natural. And I thought, you know, knowing his playing and his technical prowess and capabilities, I thought that there would be no better piece for him in the Chopin Sonata, because, I mean, to hear him play it is just remarkable.
That's 22-year-old cello soloist and Naxos recording artist Julian Schwartz singing the praises of his pianist David Aladeshvili. Together, they'll pay tribute to Henry Ingram and Music for a Great Space on Friday night, March 15th at 7:30 in Christ United Methodist Church in Greensboro. It's the annual Henry Ingram Memorial Concert, featuring an incredibly varied program of music for cello and piano by Beethoven, Chopin, Brahms, Messiaen, and much more. You'll find links to ticket information at WFDD.org and click on Try at Arts. You'll find my extended interview with Julian there as well, along with photos and links to his CD, which we've been sampling. This year, Julian is a featured soloist with the newly formed All-Star Orchestra in a nationally broadcast television program soon to be released on DVD by Naxos. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Try at Arts.